Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Boundaries Equal Sign Freedom, How to Create Boundaries That Set You Free Without Feeling Guilty, Beyond Suffering Book 3. Author Joseph Nguyen guides readers on a transformative journey towards self-liberation through the establishment of clear personal boundaries. This insightful book explores the nuanced relationship between setting limits and achieving a sense of freedom, emphasizing the role of boundaries in preserving mental health and nurturing personal growth. Nguyen adeptly addresses the common guilt associated with asserting one's needs, offering practical advice and psychological insights that help dismantle the barriers to assertiveness. Aimed at individuals struggling to navigate the complexities of interpersonal relationships while maintaining their own identity and peace, this work is a pivotal tool for anyone aspiring to a healthier, more balanced life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding boundaries. Joseph Nguyen starts by explaining the basic concept of boundaries, which are the limits we set with other people and the guidelines we establish for how others can treat us. These boundaries are essential for maintaining our self-esteem and personal well-being. The author delves deeply into the psychological aspects of boundaries, helping readers understand that they are not just physical or emotional limits, but are also critical for psychological health and well-being. Nguyen explores different types of boundaries, such as physical, emotional, and mental, and teaches how to recognize when they are being crossed. This foundational knowledge is crucial for readers to grasp the importance of boundaries and how they function in daily interactions. Secondly, the link between boundaries and freedom. Nguyen further elaborates on the paradoxical relationship between boundaries and personal freedom. By setting boundaries, individuals actually expand their space to grow, think, and act independently, a counterintuitive truth that the book makes convincingly clear. Through a series of compelling examples and case studies, Nguyen illustrates how well-defined boundaries can lead to a more autonomous and liberated life. This section challenges the reader to rethink their previous misconceptions about boundaries as restrictive, and instead view them as enablers of freedom that allow for greater control over personal space and choices. Thirdly, overcoming guilt. Associated with boundaries, one of the core themes of the book is addressing the guilt often felt when setting boundaries. Nguyen provides strategies for overcoming this emotional hurdle, emphasizing the legitimacy of self-care and personal needs. The book offers tactics for communicating boundaries in a way that is assertive but not aggressive, helping reduce feelings of guilt. Case studies and personal anecdotes are used to showcase effective communication techniques and the positive outcomes that arise from maintaining strong boundaries without an accompanying sense of guilt. Fourthly, practical steps to establish and maintain boundaries. Nguyen doesn't just theorize on boundaries, he offers practical advice on how to establish and maintain them. This section of the book serves as a step-by-step guide, complete with exercises and tips to implement boundaries in both personal and professional relationships. Readers learn how to say no effectively, how to recognize when their boundaries are being tested or breached, and how to reinforce them tactfully and resolutely. This actionable guidance is crucial for readers looking to translate the conceptual knowledge of boundaries into everyday practice. Lastly, boundaries in digital and work environments. A particularly relevant discussion in today's digitally connected world is the set of boundaries concerning social media and work. Nguyen addresses the unique challenges faced when managing relationships and interactions online or in professional settings. He offers insights on managing time and emotional investment in digital platforms, understanding the importance of disconnecting, and methods for setting boundaries that promote work-life balance. This topic is especially significant for those who struggle with the overwhelming nature of digital communications and the demands of a work environment that may not respect personal time or space. In conclusion, Joseph Nguyen's Boundaries Equal Sign Freedom is a must-read for anyone who feels overwhelmed by life's demands and the expectations of others. It is particularly beneficial for individuals who struggle with saying no and those who feel guilty for prioritizing their own needs. By reading this book, individuals will learn essential skills and gain insights needed to assert their boundaries confidently and guilt-free, leading to a more balanced and fulfilling life. The book empowers readers to take control of their interactions and teaches them the liberating power of setting and respecting personal boundaries, making it an invaluable addition to personal development literature. If you would like to support Joseph Nguyen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.